And finally, this weekend, Pope Benedict XVI will make a pastoral visit to the Italian diocese of Vigevano and Pavia for the 750th anniversary of the bull Licet Ecclesiae Catholicae, which Pope Alexander IV unified the various groups following the Augustinian rule into one great order. Irene Lagan has more on the story.
Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to the historic region of Pavia begins this Saturday and coincides with celebrations to mark the Feast of St. Ambrose. The Pope will be flown via helicopter to the heart of the small city of Vigevano on Saturday afternoon, where he will be greeted by a gathering of young people. From there, he will tour the small city and greet the waiting crowds from his open-topped Popemobile. Arriving at the Ducal Square, the Pope will celebrate Mass, followed by a visit to the local Cathedral of St. Ambrose. There, he will be greeted by volunteer workers, as well as the ill and disabled. Later that evening, the Holy Father will lift off by helicopter again towards Pavia, where he will be treated to a concert featuring music by Mozart and Schubert. Sunday morning, he will celebrate Mass in Pavia and meet with students and faculty of the local University of Pavia. Pope Benedict XVI will then travel to the Church of St. Peter in Celdoro, built over the tomb of St. Augustine. The saint is a favorite of the Holy Father, whose doctoral dissertation was titled People and the House of God in St. Augustine's Doctrine of the Church. There, along with representatives of the Order of St. Augustine, diocesan clergy and other religious, the Holy Father will pray Vespers. Before his return to Rome on Sunday evening, the Pope will bless the first stone of a new cultural center, which will be named in his honor. Local authorities and religious leaders hope that the center will help promote Pavia's Augustinian heritage. I'm Irene Lagan.